There's plenty of Devontae Adams news going on. And I'm just going to put it out here. Before we play any audio, he was on the Club Shay Shay podcast, mm-hmm. Devontae Adams.
With Shannon.
I am big on where there's smoke, there's usually fire.
Well, the thing that makes you not be able to ignore this is that his agents felt the need to come squash it.
Yeah.
And if you don't care about something or it's not true, you just ignore it.
Ignore it. Right.
Right. Indifference is worse. And so, or in this case, better. So just ignore it. So to come out and like directly address it tells you that there's some basis to it. And so I wasn't really paying that much attention until two things happened. One, Boomer says
yes.
There's some smoke or smoke around this fire that we can't see. And two, his agents come out and talk about it. That's when I started saying, all right, now this has to be something. Otherwise, they wouldn't talk about it.
Sure, absolutely. So we have that moment happen. And then today, I was floored when I saw this. I thought this was old audio. After the agent says something, does Devontae Adams need to go on Shannon Sharpe's podcast? Like, your agent has already spoken about this. The last thing Devontae Adams should be doing right now ahead of training camp now
right.
is talking to anybody until he gets to
about
training
this.
Camp.
About this. Right. And this is, you know, if you're going on the pod, this is what you're going
of
to be at.
Of course.
There's nothing else to talk about right now.
So the trade rumor's swirling. Devontae Adams was on the Club Shay Shay podcast, and we're going to play it here on the Club Teak Teak show now. Here we go.
I'm actively on the Raiders.
Right.
What do I look like sitting here talking to other people about being on another team?
Right.
You know, and that's how I still feel about it right now. Like, I'm locked in with the Raiders, and I really feel good about this team. And you know, as far as I know, they feel good about me. I answer like this. If I'm going to be reunited with anybody, it would be Aaron.
Okay.
But or be, you know, relocated and be anywhere, it would be with Aaron.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So there, you're getting both answers there. I'm not interested in leaving.
Right.
But if
I'm not denying that.
Yeah.
I would love to reunite with Aaron Rodgers.
And of course, I get it. That was his best connection, him, Aaron Rodgers. He only went to the Raiders to begin with because of his college connection to Derek Carr, who's no longer there, which is interesting that he's not saying I'd consider going to New Orleans to play with Derek Carr. I don't blame him for wanting to play with Aaron Rodgers, or at least thinking if I went anywhere. But to me, it seems very clear based on Rodgers' little comment at his golf game.
Yeah.
And now the agents control and Devontae Adams there. At some point, I don't know what the tampering rules are. Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams have discussed reuniting and playing together. That's at a bare minimum that conversation has happened.
It is. It's definitely happened. It's just a mess. And I don't think you can dig deeply into this
right.
if we are from our perspective, because of the tampering side of it. Like, there's
right.
no way you're going to get someone to confirm on the record or even off the record that you're having this conversation, because it immediately launches a tampering investigation.
Of course.
Now,
which is why the agent also probably has to go out. They don't want to be involved
so
with this.
So that's my point. So, like, we know that this happens, though. We know that these kind of behind-the-scenes and under-the-radar conversations around player movement happens all the time. All the time. And the one thing that if I'm Devontae Adams, you have to think about, and we said this yesterday or 2 days ago, is the arc of intersection of this Raiders team, right? And with you at 31 years old, soon to be 32, and a team with a new head coach, a very young quarterback in Aiden O'Connell, and I think Gardner Minshew's the backup. I can't remember now. I think it is Gardner.
I think Minshew's going to start.
And he might, but whatever it is, it's not the Aaron Rodgers ideal help us, you know, champion, you know, charge towards a Super Bowl type situation.
And you need a really good quarterback in the AFC to make a charge.
100%. And so it doesn't make sense from a you know, Devontae Adams legacy standpoint to ride out his career with the Raiders.
No.
Unless he's just happy being okay. You know what I mean? So to me, if he really wants to maximize his last, let's say, 3 or 4 great years, he probably needs to do it with a better quarterback.
Now, Jet fans, I want you to cherish this moment here in mid-July. There's no Evan Roberts here to check me. I'm about to go all in on positivity for the Jets for a second.
Really?
Okay. Hand up. This may be the last time you get it, because I have to wear everything I've said about the Jets on me. I'm about to go all in on positivity, and I'm going to play 3 different connectings of dots here. There was also another report that came out. I heard Boomer back it up. Diana Rossini discussed Aaron Rodgers was unhappy with Robert Saleh calling his absence unexcused when he went to Egypt, by all reports.
Yeah.
And
well, it was unexcused.
Well, Rodgers' point was, if I let you know something, it's not, you gave the blessing, it's excused. And we can all debate this.
That's semantics. It's a little semantics.
Of course. It's like saying they never offered me a contract when they didn't want to disrespect
being
you.
Being an inexcused absence versus being unaware of his absence are two very different things.
I give Saleh credit in many ways because he didn't need to spark up any controversy, but he was showing he was the head coach and he's going to hold everybody to the same standard. But at the same time, Aaron Rodgers clearly wasn't happy with him. Boomer backed that up. I fully believe that happened. I just watched an episode of Hard Knocks in the offseason where the Giants are being told by John Runyon's people that Nate Hackett and Aaron Rodgers' connection is going to be the tiebreaker with why he would end up with the Jets.
If the money is the same.
If the money's the same.
Yes.
I now see Aaron Rodgers telling a head coach, no, I let you know. I now see they were that close to an offensive lineman based on Aaron Rodgers' connection. I now see a wide receiver saying this. If you're the Jets at this point, who's kidding anybody anymore?
Who's in charge?
We know that this is Aaron Rodgers' team. And you know what? I lived this as a Brooklyn Net fan with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, and it backfired greatly. But Aaron Rodgers' age, Aaron Rodgers coming off the Achilles, all the negatives I've given you about Aaron Rodgers is also the exact reason you should go all in on Devontae Adams at this point. Does Aaron Rodgers want Devontae Adams? You better do everything you can if you're the Jets for this next year or two. If he's the first time you've even sensed he could be unhappy is this moment with Saleh and the unexcused thing. Go above and beyond.
Right.
Go all out. Go for broke. Go get Devontae Adams and do everything you can to give Rodgers the guy he wants. And you should leave no doubt that you exhausted all options in going all out for a Super Bowl. Jet fans, I would be absolutely tiptoeing or tap dancing. What's the right
tap
way to
dancing.
Say it?
Yes.
Because I think the Jets are going to do that. I think the Jets are going to get Devontae Adams.
I mean, you're not wrong in your assessment. The challenge is what you're giving up. And I don't know if they're desperate for Devontae Adams, but he would be a hell of an addition.
Of course.
Right? He all of a sudden makes it really hard to defend the New York Jets offensively.
The Jets would be sending Mike Williams to make Taylor Ham egg and cheese sandwiches at that point.
Right. It becomes a dynamic-looking skill position unit if Devontae Adams is here. And he's motivated. He's excited about it. He knows the system a little bit, so he can get up to speed really quickly. So even if it happens right before training camp or even in training camp.
And they've already addressed, now I don't think it's perfect, but they've already addressed the offensive line too. That was the big argument anti-Devontae prior to this offseason was their offensive line. What are you going to do? They've added guys. They drafted
Tyron Smith, right?
Olu Fashanu. They added Tyron Smith. They signed John Simpson because they lost that on John Runyon. They've done all of that stuff.
Right.
So just go, if you somehow can figure this out with your cap and what you're going to have to deal, because the Raiders aren't just going to hand them to you.
No.
You go do it.
I think you're right. And especially if Aaron wants it. If this is something that Aaron is not demanding, but asking for. This is different than asking for, I don't know, I'm trying to think of Alan Lazard.
Right.
And I don't think he necessarily asked for Alan Lazard, but whatever. He came over in free agency. It's different than that. Because Alan Lazard is a good player. He had a terrible year last year. But Devontae Adams is one of the best wide receivers in the game. And so it's not only is it what Aaron wants, it also makes you great
now there
in that
is,
room.
There is something looming that I think would really irritate Aaron Rodgers.
Mm.
And I swore I would never bring up this Twitter handle ever, ever, ever on the air, but I think I have to. Football fans are well aware. Tiki, you may not be aware. There is a Twitter handle that's gone around this whole offseason, Pretty Ricky.
Pretty Ricky.
Now, are you aware of Pretty Ricky?
I have no idea what Pretty Ricky is, and I'm sure some of our audience does not either.
So why don't you inform us? Okay. So Pretty Ricky this offseason has 3 days ahead of stories breaking, broken NFL stories. But he's not Adam Schefter or not.
And he's right? He's been right?
And he's been right a ton. Now,
Is he also wrong, though?
Well, this is the thing. I have to go back to some of the wrong ones, but he's picked up steam. He's built quite the following. The reason I bring it up is, spoiler alert, these accounts that have existed in the past, like there's been this idiot incarcerated bot, where basically they make up stories based on what they're seeing from reports, and they kind of predict the future. Like things are at the red zone, and then they say, this is done, and then when it's done, oh, I was the first on it. And that's what I thought this account was and was doing. But today, he tweeted something that I have not seen anywhere. So if this comes to fruition, I will have to give Pretty Ricky all these due. He tweeted, that he has sources that say Brandon Ayuk, one of the targets on the Niner list, is the Raiders. And in a deal like that, because the Niners want to continue to be great, Devontae Adams would be included in the trading of the resources there. And in an Ayuk deal,
Devontae Adams would go to the...
For Brandon Ayuk, amongst other things, draft picks or whatever, but it would land Devontae Adams with the 49ers, which I'm sure he would not say no to. He'd be on a really good team. If that happens, number one, good for Pretty Ricky for getting this right. If it does happen, though, that's where I could see Aaron Rodgers being really, really annoyed that Devontae was available.
So what you're saying is if Devontae Adams does get moved...
It has to be the Jets.
And if not to the Jets, then we got a problem.
I think you'd have a big problem. Because I think Rodgers would look at it and go, this is the one guy I wanted, even though it's not the one guy. He's one of a ton of guys. How do you let him go to a team that could potentially beat us in a Super Bowl?
But, you know, it's interesting because when you look at the 49ers, like, their wide receiver... They have Deebo Samuel is still there, obviously. Jawan Jennings is there, and Brandon Ayuk. That's their three. That's their big three.
Right.
But if you replace Brandon Ayuk with Devontae Adams, it's the same conversation we're having about the Jets.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you have what feels like an elite wide receiver room.
Of course. Because he's better than Ayuk, as much as we like Ayuk's upside.
Right, he is. I mean, maybe Ayuk still has some growth and can you know still become better.
Right.
And we kind of know what Devontae Adams is. Not saying that in a negative, because what he is great. But it still creates a dynamic team for the 49ers. And by the way, if you're the 49ers, 100%, you're going to get rid of or move off of a disgruntled, we haven't paid yet, even though I heard a report today that they were nearing getting closer to a deal with Brandon Ayuk, so this could all be moot. But if you're the 49ers and you've fallen short and you're like that player away, I don't think any team is ever a player away, but if you are that player away, a dynamic, dominant wide receiver away from being able to beat the Kansas City Chiefs or whoever your opponents are on the NFC side or AFC side, go do it.
You go do it.
Because they are in a win-now situation. Brock Purdy's still on a rookie deal, right? He's a quarterback. He's going to still be good. You got Chris McCaffrey, who you've taken care of. Your defense is solid. Kittle is there, right? You need to go try to win.
Yeah.
And if you are in a win-now situation, there's only a few teams that are like that, and Devontae Adams is available, you go get him.
Of course, because at some point soon, the Niners are going to start to feel disappointed. You can't keep getting to the Super Bowls and not winning them.
Well, they're also just not going to be able to do it.
Right.
They're just not going
to
keep...
And they're going to have to pay Purdy.
Right. They're not going to being able to just, all right, we're going to be there.
Right.
They're not always just going to be there at the end.
So
right
they
now, they're
on.
In that little window where they are there at the end.
So just be, if that happens, keep Pretty Ricky in your mind. I'll have to give him his due.
Pretty Ricky.
All right, I'm going to have to be the bad guy today.
Go ahead.
So Evan is not here. Sean, you're going to have to be something you don't want to be, a Jet fan. You already are a Net fan. Follow along. Jet fan, Net fan.
I just told John positive on the Jets.
Right, why does he have to be a Jet fan?
Because we all know what the Knicks are doing. They are building a championship team with the power of friendship.
Yes.
They even signed campaign in an election year, right? Campaign, obviously, buddies with...
No.
I stole your joke. I did.
I made that joke in a text to Lou Gowdy. I'm stealing it.
They signed campaign in an election year. Who's buddies?
Generational talent.
He's buddies with Mikal Bridges, the power of friendship. And we all remember Evan was, you know, had a lot of energy and said the Knicks were tampering. They bullied Mikal Bridges to come here. I just want that same energy from Evan, from the Jet fan, now being played by Sean Marash, when Devontae Adams, buddies with Aaron Rodgers, the power of friendship, and they tampered and they got him here, because Adams is the same way. He went to the Raiders. They didn't sign him to sell tickets. They signed him to win.
Yeah.
He couldn't win there, and he's coming here just like Bridges did. So when he gets back from Mexico, when this deal goes down, Evan better not go run and hide and bring out the Jet pom-poms, because he can't have it both ways. Your thoughts, Mr. Jet fan here.
So now you want me to be Evan the Jet fan. Well, it's a little different in football, and Aaron Rodgers is 40, Jalen Brunson is not. So, I'm putting my IFO hat here. I'm an independent football observer. I just think you're wrong.
So Tiki,
take place enough, Evan?
Yeah.
Tiki, break the tie. Is this not the same exact thing this happens? So Evan better bring that energy.
This feels more Netsy, though, with Durant.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't feel coordinated by the front office.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Knicks are coordinated. Like, yes. This is a Leon Rose.
No, this is Kevin Durant got to the Nets, told him everything he wanted to do, including Harden, et cetera. And then when it went wrong, threw his hands up and said, I had nothing to do with this.
Get me out of here, too.
Right. Which is what this feels like.
Can I go out to Phoenix?
Which is my point. I don't begrudge the Nets for doing that. Mm-hmm. Because when you're an organization like that that never wins, if these guys come here, once you make that first commitment and go, okay, Durant's coming here, you have to almost just say, I know this is a deal with the devil, but whatever he wants, let's figure it out, and you hope it works. I think the Jets are in that spot with Rodgers. You're already here. You've already signed this guy, that guy, the other guy. This is his best friend. He's clearly indicating you want to keep him happy.
Yeah.
He's not like, this is the next 10-year plan. Go all in.
Yeah, but and with that being said, I don't hate the buddy recruiting. I don't mind that.
No.
Like, I know we want to hate on it, and we think it's bad for the game, but I don't hate it, especially with a team like the Raiders who don't feel like they're in position to go win right now.
And I have a former athlete question for Tiki.
Okay.
If Joe Douglas pulls off this trade, does Joe Douglas have to call Garrett Wilson up and talk to him about it? I mean, there's egos in the room.
Yeah,
you're the number one, but we're bringing in a number one.
Probably.
Just want to let you know, big dog, we're bringing in Devontae.
But it becomes one of those, we have to do it. Right? I know you're our guy. You're our future, but we still have to do it.
Yeah, and I would think a guy like Garrett Wilson might look at it and go, okay, he's going to face the double teams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to end up ahead of getting my contract, whether it's here or elsewhere.
Well, this is one of those moments where you have to check your ego.
Of course.
Trust me, it's hard to do sometimes. But if it's better for the team, you got to check your ego.
How do you think I feel every time Lou Gehrig talks?